Oh, what a change that has come. I want to remind you, because ultimately, brothers and sisters, I used to hear back down in Dornville, back home when I was growing up, I used to hear a lot of the older demographics of the church say, you know, God has changed me. The things that I used to do, I don't do anymore, and the stuff that I used to say, I don't say anymore, and the places I used to go, I don't go anymore. And I would sit there about midways of the congregation, and I would think about that exchange. And I would even hear it from the pulpit, and I would think about it and think about it. But because I knew of some of the older demographics that stayed in my neighborhood, some of the stuff that they say they weren't doing, they were still doing. Well, y'all better say something to me. And so I wondered what that meant, because see, sometimes when you don't do something, it doesn't necessarily mean you change as a result of Jesus being a part of your life. Sometimes we get to a point where we don't do it because we can't do it anymore. When you stop doing something because you can't do it anymore, you know when a true change has come over you, because even you still want to do it, you have a desire to do it. There's a pull on you to do it, but the Holy Spirit within you keeps you from doing it, but the desire is there. Can I tell you, there's some stuff that I want to do. I got some stuff in my mind right now, Minister, that I want to do. But the Holy Spirit tells me, you know you can't do that, I'm not going to stand here and say, because, you know, I'm pastoring and you know, and God has saved me, that I don't have some crazy thoughts and some crazy emotions. That will be a flat out lie. Can I get a witness to you? I need to preach to a real church. I don't need to preach to faith. I need to preach to some church folk that say, yeah, I'm that. Because often we act like we don't have emotions and feelings and stuff that get in our hearts and minds. And we act like since we've been saved, oh God, all I do is this, that I follow Jesus, I do that, the third. There is some times in your life and mine when the devil tries to get us out of character, out of place, because he knows that there is one way, speaker, that he can alienate us from Jesus the Christ. But the Bible says God will lift up a standard against the enemy, so that when he tries to get us off track, there's a standard that brings us right back. Back. Oh, what a change that has come over me. I want to share with you, and I'm almost done. I want to share with you today, this morning, that I recognize that the most important relationship that you and I could ever have is a relationship with Almighty God. Yeah. That's the most important relationship. If somebody get ready to put me on Facebook, yes, that's good. I recognize the fact that when a change comes over, when God is doing a new thing, somebody say a new thing. So when God is doing a new thing in your life, it gives you a sense of belonging. It gives you the sense that, God, I'm glad that you see something in me that is worth using. Y'all better say something. Change that I can feel your presence even when I'm not around other believers. I can feel you talking to me. It's good when God can speak into your spiritual mind and give you a revelation of who he is. It's a sense of awe to say, Lord, thank you that I'm in a place where you can speak directly to me, to help me deal with life. Isaiah 64, the people, Brianna, had become despondent. They had become, like you and I, many cases, dispirited. Life, oh my God, had done a number on them. They had been carried away into captivity, like the church is being carried away now.
Yeah.
The church now has been carried away by the world into captivity. Because today, what I have noticed, I don't know about you, but we are traditionally known for a group of people who follows the standard of the world rather than the Bible. I was telling somebody in a conversation not long ago that the new Bible today is social media, not the Bible. There is a change that needs to come over the body of Christ. Because when you got to go to social media to find out how to deal with your life, something somewhere. Is wrong. That's why I try to bless y'all if you just follow me. Somewhere around the midnight hour, I try to put a word of inspiration to be supported, if I can, by the Bible, because the devil is on a rampage. And he is trying to destroy you, and me. But I got news for him. The God that I serve, judging them. They were tired of everything they do was wrong. Somebody had something to say about it. If you go home driving backwards, somebody got something to say. If you lay down on the floor taking a nap, somebody got something to say. If you drink some diluted water, somebody got something to say. If you go to church a few minutes late, somebody got something to say. If you put something in your hand, if you wear a certain type of dress, somebody got something to say. If you're not matching on Sunday morning, somebody got something to say. The people had become put out of the church.
They had become
put out. And as a result of that, they stopped following Jesus. When they began to stop following God, God allowed them to be carried away in captivity. Isaiah enters the picture, and it was Isaiah that told the people after hearing from God. He says, go tell the people that if they would turn from their iniquities, I will show them who I am. I will show up in their life. And I would demonstrate my power like they have never seen before. You know, we often talk about miracles. We often talk about how powerful God is. And what I don't understand is we've reached a point, can I say this, to where we are good at talking about the word, but we got some issues with living the word. That's the way it was in Isaiah's day. You know, we often talk about, watch this, how powerful, Carolyn, God is. God is all powerful. He is a powerful God. He can do what he says he can do. And my God has all power. If God has all power, and if God can do anything, why do I struggle with a certain stronghold and declare a decree that I'm trying to get past this? I'm trying to get over this. If God is an all-powerful God, why don't you just move it?
Let me go down the street and preach down there.
It's amazing that how we often talk about I'm dealing with that there's a stronghold, that there's something in my life that I know is not good. I know it's not the right thing. I know it. And I'm trying every day. Y'all pray for me. Pray my strength in the Lord. I'm trying. But then we'll sit here on a program and say, first giving honor to the Lord, who is the head of my life. And you know God is all powerful. He's all powerful. He's great. If he's all powerful, why are you struggling with that stronghold? Just say, Lord, I know this is not good for you. I know it's not good for me. Move it away from me. And he got all power. We talk good, but there is nothing that I got going on, you got going on, that God can't move immediately.
Amen.
that we won't stroke. I want to feel good. That's why y'all get mad at me sometimes, because I didn't make you feel good. Y'all better say something. We want to feel good. I don't know, maybe not you. Let me just talk about me, Monique. I'm going to just talk about God. I want to feel good. And every time I post something on Facebook, and somebody come back and tell me, that blessed me, I feel good. Yeah. When somebody rubbing my back, I'm going to tell it like it ought to be. I feel good. But just because it's a feeling, and just because your emotions are being strong, don't mean it's good for you. That's why we can hold on to stuff that we ought to let go. That's why we struggle in areas where God wants us to be free. Pastor, what is the problem? I've never had an experience with Him. If I ever have an experience with Jesus, did Isaiah say it? Watch this. Isaiah said in that first verse, watch this. Can you follow me a moment? Watch this. He says in that first verse, Isaiah 6:1, oh, that thou wouldst, watch this, rend the heavens, that thou wouldst come down, that the mountains might flow down at thy presence. Can I tell you something? When God shows up, Isaiah said that in the presence of God, the mountain will flow.
Yeah.
What that simply means is the mountain will melt.
Yeah.
If a mountain will melt,
come on,
at the very presence of God, come on now. How much more?
Yeah.
If I ever have an experience with Him, that strong thing, that problem that seems not to want to go away, that I deal with every day, that I deal with every moment, that I deal with every morning, that I lay in bed at night thinking about, if God shows up, if God shows up, just at the very presence of Him, things will begin to melt. My attitude will change. Oh, what a change that has come over me. Why? Because I met the Lord on the Lord's day. I met Him. He showed up. The doctor told me that I didn't have but 6 months, but I had a meeting with God. Y'all please help me. I had a meeting with God. See, Isaiah said God came down. What that means is, when the Bible speaks of God coming down, it means there was a meeting with Him. God came down. He met with us. And when God came down, His presence was there. And when His presence was there, the mountain, that thing that is so insurmountable, began to melt at the very presence of God. Can I tell you something? And I promise you, I'm almost done. We need to start seeking the face of God rather than the hand of God. There's a difference between the face of God and the hand of God. What we often pray for is for God to do for us. Lord, I want a new car. Lord, I want a new house. Lord, I want a new dress. Lord, I want a new job. We're seeking at that moment the hand of God. Because it's the hand of God that provides. But how many times you and I can say, Lord, I just need a meeting with You. I just need a spiritual awakening. Because my life, my spiritual life, is decaying. I see it. Because, Lord, what You used to mean to me, You don't mean that anymore. What I used to do for You, Lord, I don't have the energy to
anymore.
Yeah.